Hey, Kanye West maybe getting charged by the LAPD. What's the deal with that? Plus, Adam Levine, of course, he's engaged in J-Lo celebrating a birthday. Let's chat about the week that was with Life and Style Weekly editor Laura Lane joining us on The Ralphie Show. We'll start with Kanye. Had yet another run-in with a photographer. Is the LAPD going to charge him for this particular run-in or what?
I mean, they're saying that the investigation is still open and they're looking into it, but there is a very strong likelihood that charges are going to be pressed against Kanye. People that were there said that he hit the photographer, and you can see in the pictures, he's got the guy in a head grab, so this is not looking good for Kanye.
Editor Laura Lane from Life and Style Weekly here on The Ralphie Show. Let's move on to Adam Levine, who has moved on to his fiancée and left one ex in the dust via text message. Give us a story, Laura.
He texted Nina Agdal, who was his ex, another Victoria's Secret model, to say that he was getting engaged just literally weeks after he broke up with her, and of course she didn't take this very well, and we have information that she was in Miami. She had her dad with her because she needed support. She was not dealing with this well at all. Said that she just really wanted to be with family, which obviously anybody would. And she's going to be flying to Denmark right after she finishes a couple modeling gigs to spend time with family and let things cool down.
You feel sad for her. Here's my take on this whole story, at least from the text message standpoint. Adam really didn't have to say anything to her. So I don't think it was wrong for Adam to send a text message because he didn't even owe her that, right?
What are you going to, like, break up with your girlfriend with a post-it note? Is that what you're saying?
Here we go.
I'm just kidding.
No, seriously, give me your honest opinion.
Text messages are fine. So are post-it notes and, writing little things in the mirror.
I get it, Laura.
You
have made your point heard. Thank you very much for doing so.
Pick up the phone, guys. Come on.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's wrap up here with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane. Jennifer Lopez, celebrating a birthday. How old does she turn?
44, which is incredible to believe. I mean, you see her on stage. She looks amazing. Her body looks amazing. Her face looks like she's, 27, 28.
Right.
She celebrated her 44th birthday. Of course, didn't act 44 because she was partying until 3:30 a.m. in Miami with Casper Smart, her boyfriend, by her side. So, it's a good life, a good time to be J-Lo.
Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly editor Laura Lane. Have a great weekend.
You too.